Listen, when you look around, you won football matches with good players, and they can pick two or three teams. Really impressed with them in the last 20 minutes of the game. I thought when Michael Honey came on, Junior came on, I thought really give them fresh impetus. And you know, we all know them boys. I'm sitting in the stand last night and I'm a bit jealous. I'm seeing boys that you've worked with in your career, like Sloggett and Junior and Mickey and Patrick, and you know, just a magnitude of talent there, and a lot of boys that we've all been fortunate they have at this club. But listen, the future's ours now, in terms of we've a new generation here. We've got the likes of Brendan Barr, Ronan Boyce have been outstanding. Our captain's 22 years of age, our goalkeeper's 22 years of age, our centre forward's 22 years of age. Will Fitzgerald, who really commanded it in the last game and a half, is 22 years of age. We had three players over 23 the other night. So look, there's a new generation here. We're working extremely hard to develop them under the players that the Duffys and the Sloggetts and the McElhenneys are. But look, Dundalk are real quality side, and it's only a matter of time they're up challenging again, because there's so many good players and good people involved at their club.
Your point of view is just all about yourself and focusing your team and trying to get this as a first victory.
If they try and get something from a game, first and foremost, the first point of reference is we got to be hard to beat, because I've felt we've given away goals in the past, and it's well documented that has given us a mountain to climb. Can't do that against Dundalk. So you give yourself a platform of first and foremost being solid and compact, and knowing that if they're going to get something from the game, they're going to have to do something really special. So we got to nullify their threat, but we also have to get better in a final third of the pitch in terms of a bit more creative, a bit more penetration, our final pass, our final cross, our final ball, our final run. So we're under no illusions. We have to strive to get better. Very difficult game, but as I see in this league at the moment, anybody's capable of beating anybody. And Longford go to Tala and are very unfortunate in the last kick of the game, they lose the game. So I think we got to take confidence that performances are picking up. They're not where we want them to be just yet, and nobody's patting ourselves in the back. We're no far from that. But there's a lot of positivity here, and we have to strive to get better.
Obviously, Will Patchen, assuming, can't play against...
Well, great clarification today, but I wouldn't imagine so. Dundalk can be very, very good to deal with in terms of getting Will here. And I think it's something that's just, you know, we'll speak about it later today and see where we are. But look, Will, I think everybody's talking about him. Everybody's talking about him again, and that's why we brought him here. It'd be a huge loss this if he doesn't play. But again, that presents an opportunity for somebody else to step on. We have a thin squad. We have a thin squad, but that's one transfer, one do after wanting to go a different direction as a club. So many young players that we want to get under the fold and we want to develop. But that's not big about it. We got to win matches, and we got to win them quick.
I'm assuming Darren Cole. How
we're just waiting on the scan results. Right. He's just having a jog here today, and we'll get the results today or tomorrow. But look, we're not taking any chances. If he's all right, great. And if he's not, then we'll give him another couple of days.